Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee, joined here, of course, with Quizmaster Mark Davis. Mark Davis in the house.
So what you gonna do? Go AWOL? That's what they say in the Beastie Boys.
Just like the Beastie Boys, there's three of them. There's three of us in the room right now. We're joined here by Max from Team Moist, the Moist Men.
Hello.
The Moist Hello. Men joineth the conversation today.
You know what I know? The Beast Boys have a song called Brass Monkey.
They do. That's very good.
They had to apologize for that song, though, because there's a line about slipping something in a drink.
Oh, so
they had to apologize for most of that album.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I know? Beast Boys has a song called Intergalactic.
that's way better.
Yay, yeah. Beastie Boys.
We can celebrate that one.
Yeah.
You know what I know?
Yeah.
They had a line from a song, License to Ill, where they said, their father had AIDS, so I shot him in the head.
That's rough in 2019. Yeah. It's rough in 1985 or whatever that was
right,
recorded.
Yeah. But did not have good staying power.
Yep. We don't look to our musical icons necessarily as moral foundations, I think, a lot of the time. We don't check first, you know, we check later and they go, oh
yeah, will you? Oops.
Anyways,
how are you doing, Lee?
I'm great. I'm great. Good. Yeah. You know, podcast is clicking along. I think we're at 35,000 downloads. Not that we're trying to make a big deal out of our listener count or anything, but it's nice to see that upward tick on the weekly. Thanks to our listeners for that. And thanks to our Patreon supporters, including Max here, a proverbial lightkeeper.
Thank you so
much.
This
is not just a little, like, you know, pay to get your way on the show thing. There is an actual accomplishment that we need to talk about here.
Lee's lying.
No.
I
Team
slipped
Moist,
$100.
I'm going to keep that, by the way. I'm going to keep the $100, even though I told you not to mention it on the air. Team Moist actually has taken the top slot at every single no-nonsense venue. Three Pepper, Bury Me Brewing, and number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. The top score at each location set by Team Moist this week with their victory at Three Pepper. That's the Triple Crown. And as a quiz master and trivia program organizer, I didn't expect any team to, like, you know, set out to do that or to, like, have serendipity occur where I just didn't think, like, that would ever be. So I was very surprised, but I have to say I'm very pleased, you know. So thanks for coming out all the time, and we're happy to have you on the podcast. It's been a little bit since you've been on the podcast.
Yeah, a little bit. And I'll say I don't think setting the high score was a goal of ours until the one week that we kind of fell ass backwards into being able to come to the number 3 trivia and set it there.
Yeah.
And then had Bury Me in number 3. And then it became a goal.
Lee, you refer to yourself as a trivia program organizer.
Yeah.
And you have 3 venues. Would that make you a T3PO?
Yes. Okay. And now that you mentioned it, yes.
Okay.
It just does make me make a T3PO.
Sure. All right. Fantastic.
You're going to have to start claiming that.
T3PO.
Yeah, T3PO. I like that.
You're welcome. That one's free.
If there's any other T3POs out there, please write in. We appreciate your advice, your
three
stories.
3 venues, no more, you know? No less.
Yeah. Very good.
Only 3.
Yeah.
It's a very exclusive club.
So let me ask you. I got Mark. You're on the Wet Boys.
I am.
Max, Team Moist. Do you feel like there's any risk, Max, of the Wet Boys taking this this Triple Crown, or who do you anticipate any teams being able to upset you?
Yes, I don't think the Three Pepper one will stand for long.
Okay, interesting.
I think the Bury Me one will be there until next Halloween, when Kool-Aid and I have a chance to set the bar, like, even higher.
Gotcha.
Just, like, I think that's, like, a freak score. I meant to ask you, was that, like, even an extra round, or?
There were 4 rounds.
4 rounds. So that's, so there was 4 rounds.
It's a long score.
I've been telling him to put an asterisk next to that score since we said
interesting.
It.
Three rounds is common, but Bury Me has hired me to do 4 rounds since.
No,
4
I
rounds
understand,
might
but
come
I'm just,
in the
just
future.
Saying.
Yeah.
It's a little,
No, I had mentioned putting an asterisk next
all
to it since
time
the beginning.
Scores. All time scores. No asterisk.
Make a music one with 5 rounds, and I bet I'll beat it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
5 rounds.
That's
absurd.
Five rounds. How long you got?
Absolutely. Hey, way
if you
want
to, yeah, venues. If you want to hire me to do five rounds of music trivia, we'll get the Wet Boys out. Five rounds. Well, there it is. I mean, you committed.
Yeah,
you said it.
Done. Done. All right. I'll talk Seth in. I'll rope Seth into it.
Yeah,
we'll make this happen.
Okay, so you're looking forward to the Bury Me, Max, and number three. Any chance of getting you out there again, or is that you're just gonna leave that tower undefended? I guess
goes out there, kills it, yeah. Never shows up again.
Well, yeah, we rolled in and like we talked about it. It was like we almost felt like we were kind of like almost felt bad a little bit. Again, like I don't like I'm not trying to just like whip out
because you're not regulars
here and like yeah
yeah
you just but because it was like a one time thing. Like it's in Cape Coral. I live in Fort Myers. There's a toll involved and a bridge, and that's just there's like elevation to consider, and that's risky.
By the way, in case you're wondering, listeners that don't live in Southwest Florida, it is the easiest commute. He makes it sound so hard. Out of anywhere in the country, it's flat basically. Everything is within 20 minutes of itself, even if you have to drive over a bridge.
There's elevation to consider. Do you think
so small?
Do you feel that 2-inch elevation helped or hindered?
You could ride your bike. anywhere in the city.
That's why I think like there needs to be an asterisk next to the number three one for us because we were at a disadvantage. I got lightheaded from having to go over there.
But absolutely.
For me to get from my house to number three, I have to make three turns.
Well, that's just too bad.
Like, yeah.
It's not fair.
I have to turn out of my neighborhood and then I'm on a straight line down college until I get there.
I don't know if we need to examine your athletic rigor in this close of detail and put asterisks next to each of these scores. I'm going to give them to you. You guys have the top three scores. No asterisks of all time. There might be 4-round trivias in the future. There might be 5-round trivias, but I think it's awesome. Thanks for coming out, and we're gonna have a little small, tiny little ceremony on Monday night. Aww. So, if you're listening, come out on Monday night. We're going to have our first Triple Crown ceremony. Crowning. No nonsense. Triple Crown ceremony.
Yeah, assuming it holds through the week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll do right. We're gonna do it right at the beginning before the game. at least maybe to you could take the opportunity to get in the minds of the other teams.
Psych them out.
Yeah. So, all right, let's see here. Do you want to do the, let's do the weekly wrap-up, shall we?
Let's do it. Mm. Play us a little jazz.
Well, first, at number three, last Thursday, Something in the Cypher Bowl won the evening with 112 points.
See what you did there.
Yep. Went over well live. I don't know how this is going to turn out on the podcast. Then on Monday, it was Moist Fist at Tiffany's, who won with 112 points. That's Max's team right here. Congratulations again. And that's actually the second in a 2-win streak at the location. Yeah. You've won the last 2 weeks in a row. So that's pretty cool. Wait, you guys had 109 points, I think, and the previous top score was 108.
Yeah, we beat it by one.
Yep.
So that score is going to, like, it's not going to last.
Ooh, no way. We'll see. Once again, on Wednesday at Bury Me Brewing, it was the Hideaways that won, earning 63 points. Mark, how did your teams do over at Nice Guys on Wednesday?
Well, the team that took away the winner at the end of the night was 12 Years a Sex Slave. Jamie, as you know, was not there, but Seth and Aaron Willison, both who were members of the team that won the 4-year anniversary trivia, they showed up and carried on the porno name tradition. Lost the first two rounds, only actually got one question right between the first and second round. None in the first round, one in the second.
It was,
and then almost had a perfect round the third round.
Okay, cool. If you missed it and you want to come and try out No Nonsense Trivia, you can catch us at Three Pepper Burrito Company for our regular Monday night trivia on March 25th and see the coronation ceremony of the Moist Men. I'm not sure if that's the right word or not. Bury Me Brewing will be there on Wednesday, March 27th. Afterwards, we'll swing over to Nice Guys Pizza and enjoy some trivia courtesy of my co-host here, Mr. Mark Davis. Then, hi. On Thursday, we'll be at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar on March 28th. Also, mark your calendars. On April 1st, you can join us for April Fool's Trivia at Three Pepper Burrito Company. Three rounds of April Fool's inspired trivia questions, including some foolishly fun bonus rounds and special prizes. It's going to be quite fun. Join us on April 1st, 2019 at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30 p.m.
Yes. Join us.
Oh, well, you can look at our website too for okay. all of our for all I was of just our waiting. Dates.
I was so excited.
Right, he had lifted his hand to hit the note.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't. I thought maybe there was going to be I thought that was kind of a big announcement. Maybe you guys would react like, oh, April Fool's trivia. What?
I would have, but you already told me on Monday.
Oh, right.
And you told me last night.
Well, the other day. I slept through the magic of podcasting.
Fix it in post. Whoa! Right, say it again. Say April Fool's. What?
April Fool's? No.
Nuh-uh.
That's right, guys.
Is this an April Fool? Are you April Fooling us?
It's a March Fool.
Nope, it's not a March Fool. If you want to join us for trivia, you can check the schedule online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the no-nonsense events are free to play, and you can win fabulous prizes after each and every round. Join us.
Won't you?
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with a... let's just get right into trivia. Round one. Let's get into round one. You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
What does OSHA stand for?
Occupational safety.
Hazard? Hazardous?
Hazard awareness? Or no.
Association? Advocacy?
Oh, so.
Because it's like an organization, right? That sets.
Yeah.
The safety standards.
So association?
Probably association. Occupational safety. And Hazard Association?
Safety and Health?
Safety and Health.
Association.
Yeah, that one.
So close. Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Administration. Of course they're administration.
It's the one A word we didn't say.
An association just means that they all get together sometimes. An administration sets the fucking rules, right?
Yeah, did you want to say health... As soon as he said hazard,
I think I don't know. I can't remember if I said hazard.
I thought I saw this look in your eye that was like hazard's not going to cut it.
I did. I was on the hazard train for a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there. I was like, yes, it's hazard.
I can see why you say hazard for sure.
All right. Here's an art question for you guys. In color theory, what are considered to be the three secondary colors?
One more time.
In color theory, what are considered to be the three secondary colors?
So we got red, we got yellow, we got blue.
Blue. So green. Blue and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Orange.
Red and yellow. And purple, blue and red.
That's right.
Yeah.
Easily observed using a color wheel. The secondary colors between the primary colors are mixes of their neighbors, as you described. Mm. Orange is red and yellow. Green is yellow and blue. And purple is blue and red.
Cartum. K-H-A-R-T-O-U-M. Khartoum is the capital of which northeastern African country?
African geography, my favorite.
Mm.
I've never been thrown off here before. Khartoum?
Khartoum?
I think it's pronounced Khartoum.
Khartoum.
K-H-A-R-T-O-U-M.
So, wait, northeast?
Yep. Giving you that's a big hint right there, I think, if you ask me.
So Egypt is in the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Egypt. But what's around Egypt?
Morocco. It's not
I'm bad at geography, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else I know that's up there. I know a couple that are down south, like Namibia.
Namibia
is down south.
South Africa, I heard, is in the south.
Algeria is down south, right?
What about Laos? That's North Africa. It's like, I think that might be north. Did you say northeast?
Yes.
Is Laos in Africa?
Yeah.
I thought that was an Asian. I mean, if you feel...
I think it is. Unless I'm confusing it with another country, which is possible.
I think
I've done worse crimes to trivia on this podcast. sure.
I think either way, it's going to be a guess.
Khartoum.
So if that, if you have like an
Laos,
or you feel like an educated guess on it, then
no. But it doesn't. Morocco and Egypt. It's definitely not either of those. So I don't know. Any other ideas? Failing.
Yeah, no. I'm bad at geography, man.
Is it Laos?
Laos is in Asia. It is a southeastern. So, and it's in Asia. So definitely not Laos.
Right.
I'll give you another shot because that's just in another continent altogether. And I feel so much pity.
Yeah, pity to make us like come up with another country, you asshole.
Nigeria, or is that northwest?
Nigeria is in Africa.
Well, I know that. I also knew Laos was in Asia. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just I'm very quick to
Lee. I've never seen someone acquiesce. So mad at getting a second chance.
Oh, what an opportunity!
You want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
Sudan.
Oh, okay. Sudan. The
Sudan.
Country in Africa.
Khartoum. Here's a literature question for you guys.
I'm great at this one.
Who wrote the 1897 science fiction novella, The Invisible Man?
Read this.
Did you?
Did.
Don't remember the author, though?
Do you remember the main character's name?
Nope.
It's the Invisible Man, Lee.
Oh, it's the Invisible Man?
He's got a name.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking the Illustrated Man, not the Invisible Man.
Illustrated Man.
Illustrated Man's really good. Hmm. I think that's Ray Bradbury.
Okay.
It's about a guy, tattoos all over his body, goes to sleep, tattoos start moving around, tells the whole story.
Like in Moana.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where they got that from.
It very well could be.
No, it's like Memento.
That's a different kind of story.
Tattoos tell the story.
Yeah.
But they don't move.
Well, they move when he moves.
Yeah, Ray
just
Bradbury.
Like that. Through space.
When I move, they move. Just like that.
What year?
1897. That's a little before Bradbury's time.
I want to say Jules Verne.
How strongly do you feel about that?
Eh? It popped into my head.
From 1 to 10. 5?
Five, maybe a 6.
Ooh. Jules Verne. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Jules Verne?
He wrote a bunch of shit, dude.
He did, dude. Not H.G. Wells. That's The Time Machine.
And also, I'm thinking along the lines of like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. There's a lot of characters from around the same time period.
Mm-hmm. Captain
that
Nemo
kind of stuff. Yeah,
he was one of them. He was one of the. He's one of the League that was extraordinary gentlemen.
So if kind he of was. Reverse Invisible engineering an educated guess there.
Remember the movie?
Yeah, it was bad but fun.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say I think you're wrong, but I'll go with it. Because maybe you're right, and I can't think. I keep thinking of the book Invisible Man about the black guy.
This is The Invisible Man.
No, this is The Invisible Man. There's also one called Invisible Man.
Oh, okay.
You've got just
that's
a repository
by something
of books
Ellis?
That are similar.
Dude, I'm telling you, I am in bad rarefied air. It's like everything where I'm like,
you want to know about these books? I'll tell you about these books.
Invisible Man, Illustrated Man, no Invisible Man, The Invisible Man, no Invisible Man. It's like, fuck. Yeah, okay, we'll go with Jules Verne.
It is the author known for War of the Worlds, The Island of Dr. Moreau, The Time Machine. H.G. Wells.
I thought it was. Didn't I say H.G. Wells?
You did. You said it's not H.G. Wells. You wrote it off. The first mention was a write-off. It's definitely not H.G. Wells.
It definitely is.
Yeah. H.G. Wells said that his inspiration for the story came from two sources. One was The Perils of Invisibility by W.S. Gilbert, which is a poem that includes the couplet, "Old Peter vanished like a shot, but then his suit of clothes did not."
Ooh.
So you can kind of get the style that he's going for there. And then the other is a little bit more of a sophisticated inspiration. It's Plato's Republic. in the second book of the Republic, a character named Glaucon recounts to Socrates the legend of the Ring of Gyges. Have you guys ever heard of the Ring of Gyges?
No.
I read the Republic.
Do you remember the story?
In high school.
Do you remember the story? He's the shepherd.
Is there a ring involved?
Yeah. He falls into a chasm. A chasm opens up and he falls in. And at the bottom of the chasm, he sees this bronze horse. And inside the horse, there's a corpse. And on the corpse is a ring. And so he takes the ring and he goes back up. And he's just like fiddling with the ring while he's at work shepherding one day. And he twists it and he turns invisible. Kind of like Frodo in Lord of the Rings, you know? He twists the ring, he becomes invisible. And he's like, oh man, you know, now that I'm invisible, I can just do whatever I want without repercussions. And he ends up like seducing the king's wife and taking over the kingdom and stuff.
Oh, and was he every high schooler ever?
Well, the idea is that this is supposed to teach us that like, this is why we have laws in society, because if unchecked, you know, to their own impulses, you would basically, you know, act totally out of self-interest. So anyways, that is the inspiration. Those two pieces are the inspiration for H.G. Wells' Invisible Man novella.
That's interesting.
Instead of saying inspiration, can we just say start saying inspirato?
I don't see why not. I don't know what the origin of that word is, though.
Inspirato. It just sounds really good.
The inspirato. It's very Californian. It's the inspirato for this jam.
Well, it'll be good for our listenership out there. We do have one Inspirato. Of our quiz daddies.
Maybe it's like a cowboy name.
Maybe.
Inspirato.
Got all these questions I'm looking through.
Inspirato.
All right, here's your last question for this round. Fudge it. What did Astronomo?
What a great rapper name. Astronomo.
Feel free to take that. What did astronomer William Herschel discover in 1781 from his home in Bath, England?
William Herschel. I feel fairly confident that the answer to this is Uranus.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I feel like in all of my research and trivia of looking at planets, that name, it seems familiar to me, and it's whispering Uranus.
Your inside voice is kinky.
Uranus.
You're like, what about it?
That's for our ASMR folk to listen in, you know.
A full ASMR episode.
ASSR.
Let's just turn this one into the ASMR episode.
Okay.
Uranus is the answer.
I'm rubbing your ears. Uranus is the answer. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
All right, enough of that shit. Yeah. That's so creepy.
Just in case. Yeah, you never know. I know we've got at least a couple listeners that have told me privately they're into ASMR. Ooh. Which I charge them. That's a different Patreon.
I was going to say, if you want us to do a Patreon, a ASMR Patreon exclusive content, if you sign up to be a quiz daddy, I'll whisper to you all day long.
Some of our viewers have complained about our mouth noises on the show. If you're into that, just let us know. We could use some guidance, you know, because we're getting mixed signals from some of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, my third question for you guys, aerodynamics and hydrodynamics and acoustic theory are all subdisciplines of what field of study in physics and engineering? Aerodynamics, hydrodynamics, and acoustic theory. They're all subdisciplines of what field of study in physics and engineering?
Do you know it?
No.
Me neither.
Okay, good.
This is your weak spot. You were saying you need somebody to carry your load here.
At least we know that we're both starting with nothing.
Yeah, we're going to build this from the ground up.
Okay. So aerodynamics, hydrodynamics, acoustic theory. I was in a band with a guy who would only say acoustic. He never said acoustic.
Did you kick him out of the band for it?
I was so angry at him.
Because you should have.
He'd be like, let me get that acoustic guitar. And I'd be like, shut up.
Was it did he do it ironically? Or?
Nope.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Did he spell it like Kewl? Like K-E-W-L?
he was like, that's the way it's spelled. And I was like, I don't know if you pronounce it that way.
Really? Okay, so we got water, hydro.
So hydro
dynamics, the way water moves, right?
Aerodynamics, the way air moves, and so and acoustic theory. So we're talking about things moving,
right? Physics.
Physics, bouncing off of each other, moving around.
They're subdisciplines of a larger
field of study.
Like,
but not as large as just physics themselves.
Mm-hmm. See, there's an intermediate category.
This kind of shit.
This is my category revenge. Yeah, this is his fucking category. You always talk about shit about categories.
This motherfucker's got such a hard on for fucking categorizing.
I love
everything.
Organizing.
So gross.
I think we're close. I don't know if we're ever going to come up with the actual name of it. Right. So it's something movement, theoretical movement, theoretical.
That's a post new wave band.
Yeah.
1980s Movematics.
Theoretical movements.
Movematics.
In the dark.
We're going to say Movematics.
I love it.
Or Groovonomics.
I love that too. Groovonomics and math. What was
Can
it?
We make up some more Movematics?
And Groovonomics.
And also, let's also say Aerosyphles. No idea. I still got a groove back.
The correct answer is fluid dynamics. Fluid dynamics.
Fuck yourself.
All right, that's my third question.
I wonder if someone who's into that, if you're into that line of
you're probably a physicist or an engineer.
If you're a physicist or an engineer, or you know one, ask them that question and see if they know it, or if Lee's just like digging in deep and coming up with some bullshit.
I think if you ask an engineer, they'd know it.
Maybe.
They exist. They exist. If you got that one right, if you're listening, let us know.
Yeah,
you
please
know?
Do.
Mark doubts.
He fluid,
says, yep.
Fluid mm-hmm. dynamics?
Fluid dynamics.
Fluid dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or fluid mechanics, also acceptable answer.
Ooh.
Yep. So that's three
you're
questions for me.
You're a just God. I will accept this.
Is that three from you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back for some more questions in round two. Before we get into our second round of trivia, we have to thank our Patreon supporters right out of the gates here. Max, thanks. You're sitting right here.
You're
welcome.
We can't
say thank you to you,
you know,
right now.
Also,
we usually have an order to this, but you're here.
Yeah.
Why put it off?
We also talked about the Moist team, but we never gave a shout out to any of the other Moist members.
Yeah, you want to detail your team and
yeah.
maybe their abilities and who they are?
Because this is not, yeah. you know... Max,
this was a last second
Max
invitation.
Max does not a team make.
Yeah.
Right. No. And honestly, like I would, maybe I'm being too modest, but I would say I'm definitely one of the weaker links. If it's not entertainment kind of based, I'm pretty ass
yeah,
at all of it.
I'm right there with you.
Especially like I'm like almost, I don't know if I should mention it because I've gotten so many literature ones wrong, like today, here, right now, and over the course of trivia, like I was an English major.
Oh,
yep.
like
I remember you talking about that.
I am just
whoa.
I am
that Peter Pan question
yeah.
that you just got wrong is looking pretty
no,
embarrassing.
I am just I am very dumb, but years of watching VH1 and MTV have served me well.
Right.
Yeah. So there's my girlfriend Jennifer Cooper. She's super good at all of the like botany and she like sciencey and stuff. Plants. We wrote down plants for her on that one. Then Lucas, who has been on the podcast before with me.
Indeed.
Also sciencey. They were both like bio majors, so they carry that kind of end of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kool-Aid, my roommate. So between like if they handle the more kind of like analytical sciencey kind of stuff, and Kool-Aid and I handle more of the like pop culture stuff, I think those are kind of like our two like strong spaces.
Yeah.
And then there's like overlap. So mm-hmm. like me, Lucas, and Kool-Aid all played shit ton of video games. And right. so there's knowledge there. I have like a cursory knowledge of a lot of comic book stuff where I haven't like read a ton of it, but it's all there. So, we do well. So like I think we've got a pretty strong.
Yeah, it's a good base. Dynamic. And sometimes you obviously. Add ancillary members as well.
Yeah, we've had a couple of people come through. Old Tommy Sparks, mm-hmm. who I know you guys know.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Rolled through. Lucas's girlfriend came a couple weeks ago. She works the night shift, so it's kind of harder for her to get out. Our buddy Drew came out a couple of times or once. And
yeah, Drew.
Drew.
Cool.
And those are more people, but yeah, our core group is.
Shout out to them.
Strong.
And thanks to you and Lucas specifically for supporting the podcast. And also spending some time with us today. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah. I like doing this stuff.
We do have a new quiz daddy we got to say thanks to.
Oh, ooh. Let's get that right off the top of the bat.
One, Tommy Scott. Bass player Ooh. Of the Electric Mud.
My sweet, sweet dude.
Yep.
Ooh. God love
Quiz
him.
Daddy status.
Yes. What a beautiful soul he is.
I asked him, you know, do you have a team that you want me to shout out on the air? And he said, sadly, I have no team currently, no regular team. So please just shout out the Electric Mud, my band. So go check them out. They're on all the streaming platforms and everything. They're a good old Southern rock band from here in Fort Myers, Florida.
Great bunch of guys. Constantine yep. and Peter have also listened to our podcast. Their drummer Pearson, I think, has too. So
love them all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for becoming a quiz daddy. Thanks also to Tim out in San Diego, part of Pat's Garden Service.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support. And thanks also to Brina and Carly, Christopher, Josh from Tennessee, Sean, Sherry, Gil, our proverbial lightkeepers. Thanks.
The list keeps growing. Yep. Thank you, guys.
Bigger and bigger.
Yep. And then we've got our Rumble Snailskins, Mike C, Mike J, and Nick. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
If you got some extra bones you want to throw our way, go to thenono.com and click the support button. It'll take you right to our Patreon page. You can listen to at least 4 bonus episodes now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our questions for round number 2. I'll go first this time. What is the name of the highest rank in sumo wrestling? A word which translates to horizontal rope in English.
My Japanese is rusty.
I thought you said you liked anime.
Yeah.
My Japanese is crusty.
Ooh.
But.
Give me it.
I think I know it.
Give me it.
You're a wrestling fan, are you not?
Yeah, I do like WWE.
There was, back in the day of the WWF.
The World Wildlife Foundation.
There was a wrestler named Yokozuna.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
familiar.
Him?
Yes.
A large Asian gentleman, and I believe he is named after the highest rank of a sumo.
That would be great if it's true.
We're gonna it is true.
Yeah,
hell yeah. And it is correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say that wrestler.
I'm fat. If you're at home and you haven't seen me, I'm a large man. And Yokozuna was like one of those guys where I was like, that guy's fat. And
he looks
I'm fat.
Like me.
You have another question for us?
Yeah. There's this question I want to ask you, but I don't know if it's too easy or not. And I think it would be fun if you guys didn't know it, but I think you guys know it. So I'm going to skip it. According to Statista.com,
I don't know. We just had such a rough week last week. You're just like punishing me for some reason.
All right, here
I just
you
feel,
go. Fine, here
no,
you
no,
go.
No, no, no.
Go
no,
ask
no.
them both.
Ask them both. All right, I'll ask them both. If you get it right off, then I won't ask this other. Or I will ask this other one. If
all
you
right.
don't,
okay.
What was the name of Dr. Evil's cat in the Austin Powers movies?
Oh shit,
Mr.
Bigglesworth.
I think so.
I knew you were going to get it. Yeah, okay. So according to Statista.com, which is the most popular pet in America based on number owned?
Most popular pet in America based on number owned? Mm-hmm. Number owned?
And you're just looking for dog, cat, lizard.
Right.
Like generic. Right. So I think the obvious ones are dog or cat.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as simple as a just 50-50 guess on dog or cat.
This is in just at home, in residences. fish.
So right. So my
there's
other,
so many.
My other go-to mm-hmm. was bird. So dog, cat, eliminated those. Went to bird. So a lot of people have birds. Bird owners are like crazy for birds. So you know it's people
yeah,
love
but
birds
as much as fish.
But right
per
so
house.
So then I went to yeah. fish.
Mm-hmm.
You can have like 30 fucking fish in one goddamn
in
house.
A very small.
Yeah.
You got one tank, you can have 30. You've
yeah,
got
exactly.
10 tanks because you're a fish freak.
Yeah.
You're like going to
there's
their concerts.
There's
and
people
shit.
Like that. I just saw a thing on Reddit mm-hmm. about this girl saying that she got broken up with because the boyfriend or the guy she was dating at the time said that all of her fish tanks were creeping him out. So, like, that's a fuck ton of fish tanks.
He Jesus. Probably was scared he was going to end up in 1,000 pieces inside of him, you know? These are my carnivorous fish.
I've got 13 tanks of piranhas. All different varieties.
Oh, man.
Yeah, fish.
Yeah, market. That's I'm thinking fish, too.
Yeah.
Fish is correct.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as we submitted fish, I was like, fuck hamsters.
No way. No way. But
fuck a hamster.
Cats, I was almost leaning back towards cats just because... Some people have a lot of cats. And there's actually like I know population like overpopulation problems with cats. Like,
yeah.
Please don't you know spay and neuter your cats is like a meme because there's so many of them.
Yeah,
get
know,
a
but,
load of cats.
But fish, they're just so tiny and they're relatively easy to take care of. They don't require too much attention. You know,
yeah,
it makes it easy to care for a lot of them. Okay,
just throw a couple flakes in yep. there and you're yeah. good.
So Max, you said the video games is one of your strong suits.
So. I don't like when you bring, like, I can well, say that it's my strong suit, but as soon as somebody says it back to me, I'm like, shit.
Do you see Lee's face when he was saying that to you?
I'm hoping.
It was like,
I'm
yeah,
hoping,
no,
I'm hoping
wants
you guys
to
can
grind
collab-
me to dust.
No. I'm hoping you guys can collaborate on this one. This
okay.
is a video games and music question. I just okay. feel like it's like areas you guys like. I'm trying to do something nice for you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Give you a good question.
Just
you know?
It to
That's
us.
All right, here we go. In the Super Mario series, of the Koopalings, who are named after musicians,
mm-hmm.
which is the only one not named after one from the 20th century? Of all the Koopalings who are named after musicians, which is the only one not named after a musician from the 20th century?
Okay. So one of them is named after Iggy Pop. It's Iggy.
That's the 20th century.
Now there's some... Some of them are composers. So, like, Ludwig is one of them. And that is definitely not 20th century. So, I would probably go with Ludwig.
We're going to go with Ludwig.
That's right. You got that very quickly. Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't remember any of the other ones' names.
I got a list here if you want a yeah. refresher. Larry is named after Larry King, a radio and TV show host. Morton is named after Morton Downey Jr., talk show host. I believe Robert Downey Jr.'s dead. No, Robert Downey would be Robert Downey Jr.'s dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're related or not. They just happen to also be Downey Jr.'s with each other. And then the rest are the music. Wendy is named after Wendy O. Williams.
I was thinking Wendy Carlos.
Nope, Wendy O. Williams from the Plasmatics. These are all like people that were developing the game were super into these
yeah,
musicians. Right. Iggy is Iggy Pop, as you said, Max. Roy is named after Roy Orbison.
Mm-hmm.
And Lemmy is named after Lemmy from Motorhead, of course. Lemmy Kilmister. Kilmeister.
Yeah. Wendy Carlos is a trans musician
mm-hmm.
who did the soundtrack. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The Moog in particular, who did like all those, like she's the one who did the soundtrack for A Clockwork Orange. That's why I thought that maybe it would be.
That's awesome.
Because it's all like fucking weird early. Like she did all that Ludwig.
Mm-hmm.
Beethoven stuff from Clockwork Orange, but all on Moog.
Mm.
That's awesome.
That would
very, very ahead of her
Wendy
time.
Carlos?
Yeah,
I wonder if maybe. I mean, I don't want to say that could be true, but it's possible that I don't know. I'd have to check the source for this Wendy O. Williams thing to see if there's like a developer that said like yes, like because we were listening to this song all the time.
Yeah.
By the Plasmatics.
Well, I had heard that too. It was just a lot of their like favorite musicians and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Just seems like weird developer music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like listening to the. Mm-hmm. Like all fucking bizarre.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there's a great documentary series that was put out by Red Bull that where they talk about the early orchestration and video games and stuff like that in Japan. So I'll post a link to that in the show notes. It's like an hour long. It's four parts, but it is just fascinating. And they interview a lot of modern musicians and hip hop artists like Flying Lotus that sample
awesome.
Video games. And they just talk about the history and interview like the lady that did the score, the soundtrack to Street Fighter. And they talk about Pac-Man and the reggae influences and stuff like that.
Are you familiar with the Jerk Face? The Jerk Face was a short-lived band with myself and Derek Ludick.
Right, named after Adult Swim.
We did a song called Alien Head.
Yeah.
I literally sampled a part from Dragon Power, which was a video game that has something to do with some huge anime that I didn't realize at the time. And then someone like...
Everybody was like, oh, man.
Yeah, someone later on mentioned it. But I literally just like took it and recorded it in Sound Recorder on Windows.
Oh, man.
And looped it. Very, very, very old school. And so I guess maybe they should have interviewed me is what I'm saying. It's from Dragon Ball.
Oh, interesting. Dragon Power.
I've never heard of Dragon Power.
Maybe we can find a copy of that and put that in the show notes.
I guess I was in a Dragon Paul way long ago. Didn't know it.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. You were ahead of the time.
Well, what can I say? All right. Here is your second question. What was the first cable series to win an Emmy for Best Drama?
Drama mean. Put you to sleep. Boring. Yeah.
The first cable series?
Whoever they were, they didn't deserve it. First cable. So... Cable, TNT.
Yeah, after the
USA, AMC.
Right. How? When did that... Cable was in the 90s?
Yeah, right?
I think so.
Something like that. First cable series to win Best Drama. The Shield.
Walker, Texas Ranger?
Is that on cable?
USA Network, I believe.
Sure.
Or... So I think ER was a network show.
Yeah, ER was NBC, mm-hmm. I think, or ABC. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, also a network show, I believe. Just trying to get in this 90s TV mode right now.
Would Walker, Texas Ranger have won an Emmy?
I have low faith in what they select for awards, so I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, think about cable... I guess it would have to be better than ER or something like that, though, right? That's the idea, is that whatever it was has to be...
For some reason, I have a feeling that it's like why ask it? I guess it could have just been on... But I was going to say, why ask it unless it was, something surprising? So Walker, Texas Ranger would be surprising, mm-hmm. or something like The Shield with Michael Chiklis that's just, way into the cable drama game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like kind of the... That was a little later, though, right?
Was
Homicide: Life on the Street.
I was going to say that, and then NYPD Blue and stuff mm-hmm. with those.
NYPD
network?
Blue, I believe that was a network show. Homicide: Life on the Street, which is the guy who did The Wire. That was his first show, I believe.
Right. But and it was Richard Belzer from Law & Order was a carryover from that, wasn't he?
In Homicide? I don't think it's the same character.
Okay. I think it would be one of those crime shows.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cop procedural kind of things.
Homicide: Life on the Street.
Final answer.
The correct answer is The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Cable, because HBO and this cable and stuff, right?
Yep.
So it was a little later.
Yeah. I guess they just weren't giving out Emmys for those networks only. Huh. Probably cutting them deep paychecks from the networks.
Premium cable. All right.
Okay, I got a third question for you now. This is a true crime question and beer history.
Ooh.
So we'll see how you do here. Joseph Corbett Jr. was known as an escaped murderer who in 1960 kidnapped and murdered the CEO, chief board member, and heir to what beer company fortune? Who did Joseph Corbett Jr. kidnap and murder, who was the CEO, chief board member, and heir to what beer company fortune sharing his name?
I think it was Thomas Natural Light was the victim in this case.
Thomas Natty Ice.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't think it's Budweiser because I think
the old Anheuser-Busch.
Well, I think that I remember hearing about like the kid was like a giant like party fuck up.
I thought you were gonna just stop at giant.
He was a giant.
He was just so fucking big.
He was literally 8'5". No, I think he was like a giant. Like
his name was Andre Natural Light.
So I don't think it's them.
Okay. So then we've got
Coors,
Miller,
and
what? You just want to know the beer, right?
Yeah, beer and surname of this individual.
Pabst.
Ooh, god damn it. I was going to say Coors. Do you think Pabst makes enough money to kill the CEO of that company?
They want a blue ribbon.
It's true. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's true. It's very prestigious. I'm fine with either.
Miller.
My problem with both of those is that is it kind of like, right, so like Budweiser is Anheuser-Busch, but like, are they a parent company? Like, is there, right? Is there somebody named Coors? I guess it doesn't matter because he just wants the company anyway. But he said company and surname. Is there someone named Coors? Robert Coors?
I feel like there is. I feel like Coors is a last name. Let's go with Coors because I feel like Coors is a last name.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to go with Coors.
Adolf Coors the Third.
God nice. Damn. Yep. What a last name that is. What's up, Bayou?
Very nice. All right, you got a third question?
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. I got so enamored with your dog that I...
just looking in his big brown and blue eyes.
Indeed.
He's an Australian Shepherd, so he's got that split dichromatica. Two-tone eyes, something like that.
In Greek mythology, who was Icarus's father? You guys know Greek mythology?
Some.
Do you know who Icarus's father was? Wings made of wax and feather flew too close to the sun. Those wings melted. He died.
Dead.
He did die. Well, who his daddy was.
Does it start with a P?
No.
No.
I was thinking Poseidon. Persephone. Oh, I was thinking Poseidon.
No, that's a lady.
Persephone is no one. You're thinking Persephone. Of, Persephone.
There you go.
That's crazy, though, that I was thinking Poseidon, and you said P, and then it's not.
Wouldn't that be something Poseidon, the god of water?
Water.
His son flew up in the sky?
Because wasn't it to, like, spite Poseidon?
That would be something.
Because they were stuck in a tower. They were, like, in a prison, and he made it so that he could, like, fly away. Fly away.
I want to get away. I want to fly away. There's never been a worse three-part harmony recorded. I dare you to fight over, like, my ears. I couldn't even finish the last note. That was so terrible. I cannot wait for this to fucking drop so I can listen to that. That was like the sound that something makes when someone gives a wrong answer. They're like, wah, wah. Oh my god. And each note was just worse.
Oh man.
Alright.
Oh, terrible.
Icarus's dad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so we have who else do we have? We have Artemis, Icarus, Artemis. There's kind of a naming similarity there. Zeus would be, didn't he have a lot of kids?
He had a shit ton.
Yeah.
But Icarus had a specific father. Mm. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't one of the gods.
Mm. Mm. Was it that Minotaur from the Labyrinth?
Oh, I wish. Be cool.
So you don't think it's a god?
I don't think so. Because Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. They're like trapped in a tower.
I do not know the story. Oh, okay.
I think from what I can remember, this will be your guys' correction for next week. I think they're like trapped in a tower, and I think it's to spite Poseidon to like get him. He builds the feathers for Icarus, builds the wings for Icarus so he can fly away. And he specifically tells Icarus, do not fly too close to the sun.
Right.
Because they will burn up and you will die.
Yeah.
But like, take these, get out of here. Save yourself.
You will died.
When does he get into Super Smash Brothers?
It's post-mortem.
2019. That's not the year. It's probably earlier than that. He was probably an earlier version, but that's the version I've been playing lately. So good. Well, if it's not a god, I don't even know where to go with this.
Artemis, sure.
You know? Artemis.
The correct answer is Daedalus.
Daedalus. Mm,
just like the musician. I guess that's where he got his name from, probably. Maybe. Electronic musician?
Yeah.
Do you know what, Dead Mouse?
No. Order of Golden Dawn is the big hit.
Never heard.
He's got wacky hair.
Do not like electric music.
Right?
He's like part of that like electric trip-hop, lo-fi.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it.
Oh,
Just saying. Okay. Look it up. Daedalus, I'll check it out. Also the father of Icarus.
There you go.
All right.
And is that it?
That's it.
That's
it. For that round, yeah. So we're going to take another short little break, and then we've got some final questions for you guys. Stick around. Back.
Time to fuck it up
in the final fuck up questions.
That's what we call it now. No missed corrections this week, huh?
Oh, we do have one. Let's do it real quick. Yeah. Here's the miscorrection. By the way, we got our first ever 2-star review on iTunes because of our miscorrection segment. The review said you got to watch these guys. They drop a lot of misinformation, so much that they even have a segment called Missed Corrections. Now,
because that's what this is for.
We do it because we care. We don't want to spread misinformation. This is our manner of correcting it.
There's never been one of these miscorrections where it's like glaringly wrong.
Yeah. You find me a quiz master, a trivia host who has not fucked up once, and I'll find you a liar. Yep. And it'll be the same damn person.
Indeed.
I mean, how in the hell dare you, 2-star reviewer?
I think it's, you know, it's fair. I didn't think that we were going to get perfect reviews forever.
No, neither did I. But for that to be the thing.
That's a bad reason to give it a 2-star review.
If you want to be like your mouth noises or it's boring, fine.
They gave us 5 stars. Those complaints earned us 5 stars.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, well, these guys, can you believe they dare even have a segment called Missed Corrections where they tell you that they were wrong and admit to it? Watch out for them.
Seems like the natural
reason
thing
that we
do.
Have this is so you don't have to watch out for us.
Right. Yeah. Just tune in next week, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we try, you know, we usually only have like one per episode. It's not like we're making mistakes all the time or anything.
And
like
as you mentioned, I think in the lost episode, most of the things that we have are for shit we're just spitballing.
Yeah. I was actually just going to bring that up because I listened to the lost episode today, like I said. And one of you guys says
I think it was Lee.
Yeah, it's all just like,
it's you
never made a mistake in conversation with your friends,
right?
Like, fuck off.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you, Max. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
So this,
I'll fight him. tell him, meet me outside.
You hear that? 2 stars, old 2 stars. That's your new nickname. Call you 2 stars.
Did they have a name? Did they put a name?
Put him on blast.
I didn't.
Put him on blast.
Commit that to memory.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
The name shall not be said.
You know, you can look it up right now.
I could.
Put him on blast.
We're gonna get on with this.
Give him a boo. Fuck you, 2 stars.
Yeah, I like it. I like this new energy, this aggressive energy.
Two-star bitch.
Let's go ahead and get into the miscorrections, though,
okay,
real quick.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm just really worked up.
Let's get back in the moment here. This comes to us from Dallas. Dallas just wrote one massive email, basically, and it was happened to be the only email we got. If you've got a miscorrection or a rate my question, you can write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. But this correction says, I have to tell you, is this even a missed correction? Oh, yeah, the correction was about Jakarta. It's the capital of Indonesia and also one of the worst airports in the world that he's ever been to. So I did end up using that for a question this week. A lot of people got it right. A lot of people knew Jakarta, capital of Indonesia. Fantastic. And what's yours?
Yeah, I also have a little miscorrection here. It's less a miscorrection, but regarding Louisiana not having counties.
Mm-hmm. We're back on our bullshit again.
Fletcher said, to be even more pedantic on it, Alaska would be tied with Louisiana. It has boroughs instead of counties. I knew there was another state that didn't have counties.
Oh, that's funny because I tried to fact check that and I didn't come across that. So that's interesting. Boroughs.
Yeah, that's what he is saying. So,
gotcha.
Like New York.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. New York City.
NYC.
Yeah, I mean, the state
the
technically
big
too.
Apple.
Right?
The biggest.
Do they have boroughs? I mean, I feel like they have counties.
Yeah, but the city has boroughs and the city's in the state, so it's got boroughs.
Yeah. All right. I see where we're going there. That's a technically correct answer right there.
The best kind.
Let's go ahead and get into our final questions here. Mark, you want to go first?
Absolutely. Here is your final question. All Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircrafts were landed after a crash involving one flying from where?
So there was a lot of pressure from the international community mm-hmm. on Trump to land them. I want to say Pakistan. I knew this last week.
I talked with some people at work about it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
ring a bell? I talked with no one about it. I only listened to the news.
I think this was the second plane that had crashed.
Right. Yeah. Yep. In the past year.
These planes have only been out for a couple of years.
Yep.
That's why everybody was like, land this shit.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that popped in my head was France.
Mm-mm.
But I think it was...
Might have been going to France, but... Or going to London.
Or like some like Asian country.
I can see London, and I can see France. And I can see Lee's underpants.
That's how the rhyme goes, but gotcha, not wearing any.
Ooh. That cock's just hanging out against them drawers.
Just kidding. I always wear my underpants.
In case you get into an accident. Never do ads for
them. Same pair every day.
Yeah, my one pair of underpants.
We have Patreon, so we don't have to talk about underwear. I want to go. I'm thinking it's Pakistan.
Sure.
I feel like 85% confident.
Yeah.
Well, where's that other 15%? I hope it's in Ethiopia.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ethiopia?
Ethiopia. Why are you so surprised? Do you think Ethiopia is too poor to fly out of?
No, I just, I don't know. I just missed that one. Doesn't ring a current events bell in my mind. Mm. That's why I'm so surprised. But I guess, was the other one maybe in Pakistan?
I can't remember.
Hmm. All right. Well, are you guys, I know you are, Mark, but Max, are you a Beatles fan?
No.
No?
Not really, no.
Hmm. You're not going to get this then. Sorry. It's the question I have prepared, though, and I think it's kind of interesting.
Sure.
But we'll see.
If I may, you should listen to the Beatles more.
This is a two-parter. There's also, besides just the quality of music, there's just a litany of great stories mm-hmm. about them, and this falls into that category. And somebody else as well, I'm going to ask you to identify. It's kind of a two-part question here. What music venue banned performances of the song A Day in the Life due to being mentioned in the song lyrics? A ban which was broken by which musical group during a sellout 1989 performance at the venue?
Well, the venue would be the... I'm trying to think exactly how to... The Royal Albert Hall.
That's right. That's okay. The first part. The Royal Albert Hall. Very upset that they were mentioned in A Day in the Life.
Why?
Do you remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
That precede it?
Yeah.
Do you want to? I mean, they kind of imply that there's not a lot of people going. It says there's 4,000 holes Royal Albert Hall, or they say something has 4,000 holes, just like the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, Langford, Lancashire, or whatever.
I think I got it here.
Yeah, and though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all.
So they banned this song from being performed, the Royal Albert Hall, and until 1989, a musical group not aware of the ban performed the song, breaking the ban. What group was that?
This I don't know.
Sellout performance, 1989, at the Royal Albert Hall.
This I don't know.
Sounds like a person. Royal Albert Hall. I'm Al Hall. I'm nobility.
It's Michael C. Hall's dad.
Right?
This I don't know. 1989 band plays there. Are they a British band?
I think they might be. I'll tell you, these are the artists that performed with them on this date was Jeff Lynne and PJ Harvey. Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. You might be familiar.
Mm-hmm.
A band that Weezer insulted on their most recent covers album, the Teal album.
I'm not a very big ELO fan. They're okay. But ELO, but Jeff Lynne is a producer. Hard to get much better.
Mm-hmm.
Also a member of the Traveling Wilburys. One of the last members of the Traveling Wilburys left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison.
Yeah.
And who am I forgetting?
Who was in it?
Yeah. They're the fifth.
George Harrison,
mm-hmm,
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. that old what do you know? Who do you know?
Yeah.
Old <Who's> whoever. Old, all right, so what group broke this band in 1989? Sellout performance.
With PJ Harvey and Jeff Lynne.
So this was a band that was disgraced just a few years after this. Maybe that helps.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that brings to mind only one band for me, but it's really, really weird. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that was my first guess too, but that's also super weird. Like, it's a weird lineup and it's a weird song for them to play as like a cover.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess that's like the only band that it could be, right? Disgrace, 1989?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go with Milli Vanilli.
It is, in fact, Milli Vanilli.
That's right. Fucking weird.
Yep.
Very bizarre.
So that begs the question, did Jeff Lynne and PJ Harvey know about the Milli Vanilli? Like, did they think that the people they were on stage with were lip-syncing at the time?
You know, I mean, that has to... You have to wonder that with every band they ever toured with.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and I'm guessing that it probably... that's probably a yes.
You gotta imagine so. But yeah, the Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, he sent a copy of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, the album with A Day in the Life on it, to the Royal Albert Hall, kind of like, hey, we mentioned you guys on here, you know, just so you know, you should know about that. And they were very upset, and they actually wrote a letter back, which has recently been unearthed, and I'm going to read it to you, because this is just... I can't tell how serious they're being and how much they're joking. I'll let you be the judge. It says, Dear Mr. Epstein, thank you for sending us a copy of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. You were indeed correct that one line in particular towards the end of Side B would pique our interest. However, not for the reasons that you may have initially assumed. In the lyric, which mentions the Albert Hall, the singer, thought to be John Lennon, heavily implies several gross inaccuracies, which we consider to be misleading to the general public who may hear the song, and potentially catastrophic to our reputation, one which has taken almost a century to achieve.
Jesus.
We have listed the inaccuracies and contentious matters below for reference. 1. That there are 4,000 holes in the Royal Albert Hall of Arts and Sciences. 2. That the Royal Albert Hall of Arts and Sciences is in Blackburn, Lancashire. And 3. That the singer would love to, quote, turn on the Royal Albert Hall of Arts and Sciences. The wrong-headed assumption that there are 4,000 holes in our auditorium is particularly damaging, as it is likely to deter concertgoers who do not want to fall into a hole. I am also baffled as to where this figure has come from. Even if you count the doorways as holes, that would still only make 32. We object in the strongest conceivable terms to the publication of this defamatory and misleading song and have devised two suitable solutions. One, that the lyrics are amended in a way that keeps the spirit of the song intact whilst preserving the reputation of the hall. After lengthy discussions, our counsel suggests these lyrics. I read the news today, oh boy, another fine prom season just announced. And though the concerts can get full, you must attend them all. Just go to a concert at the truly magic Albert Hall. And two, that another band member, possibly the drummer Ringo Starr, adds backing vocals which contradict John Lennon's lines. John, now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall. Ringo, not that there are any holes in the auditorium, John. We trust that these proposed changes will meet with your approval and look forward to your assurances in this matter. A sincere apology would also not be amiss. Yours sincerely, Ernest O'Falloper, Chief Executive, Royal Albert Hall.
At first, I thought it was just old, out-of-touch people that didn't know what the hell was going on.
Right.
But those proposed changes
are hilarious.
Are hilarious, yeah.
I kind of wish Ringo did shout that out. Careful there, John.
Don't not that many
holes. Not that there are any holes in the Albert Hall. So the lyrics at the end are, I read the news today, oh boy, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to turn you on.
Right.
So I don't know where the hell they would get. They're trying to turn on the Albert Hall.
They just assumed they were connected to that last part. I think they were like, well, they're still talking about us. Obviously they want us.
Yeah. It's just,
that's but just Milli bizarre. Vanilli it's covering weird. A Day in the Life with Jeff Lynne.
I want to hear that cover.
Yeah. It's hard to find. I was looking for it. I gave it a cursory glance. I couldn't find it, but Mark, you had some extra info.
Yeah. I just, I looked it up while we were shooting the breeze here. And I guess they were talking about how many holes in the road in Blackburn, Lancashire. And that Lancashire is pronounced that way specifically because it's the way people up north would say it. So it's Paul McCartney said he really liked the way John Lennon said Lancashire.
Oh.
And I guess the Albert Hall thing was kind of just like a...
You think they ever yelled that out while they were jerking off with each other?
Probably.
Lancashire. Hopefully.
Say Lancashire
to
me.
The girls of Lancashire.
Oh, the lasses in Lancashire.
Well, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Thanks again, Max, for coming on the show. And congratulations again
thanks
on your triple crown victory. Please pass our congratulations on to the teammates. And please don't stand me up on Monday for
a
little
not.
Ceremony.
I will for sure be there.
You can join us for that. We'll be at Three Pepper on Monday night. That would be March, what's the date on that, 25th. Then we'll be at Bury Me Brewing on Wednesday, March 27th. Mark will be at Nice Guys Pizza, also on that date. And then we'll be at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar on March 28th. All of those events in Southwest Florida. You can check nononsensetrivia.com to see the full schedule. You can also subscribe to our podcast by going to thenono.com. We've got all the links to the various platforms. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Castro, Overcast, Pocket Cast, all the casts.
All of them.
Tune in.
This cast, that cast.
Yep. And you can also support us on Patreon, as Max does and so many others do. We're so grateful for that. Just go to the support link at the top of our website and click on the pledge tier that you want to subscribe to. Don't forget also to add us on the various social media accounts that we have. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. At No Non Trivia on Twitter.
On Twitter.
On the Twitter. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher. No 2 stars, please. Especially we're bending over backwards to correct ourselves here.
You're going
to
get called out on the podcast if you leave that 2-star review.
Hey,
yeah.
if you do join us on one of those social media accounts, why not share something?
Yeah, give us a little share.
Why not throw a share out there?
Dallas has been strong on the share lately. Thanks, Dallas, for the write-in.
Gil has been pretty strong on the Twitter share.
Yep.
Much appreciated.
The RTs.
You know, artisanal, let some people know. Tweets. Don't hold us all to yourselves. We're not pie. You know what I mean?
We're meant to be shared.
We're infinite.
Yeah.
Our love is whole.
It's like nachos or something.
No, well, nachos are finite.
It's like a shareable food.
Yeah, but there's only
not
so
when I
much.
Order them.
Whoa.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good week.